Now, Friday morning, of course, and it's time to bring Nevin in. I don't know what he'll be up to today. So you have me working. The thing is, first thing I have to say is welcome, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Second thing I have to say is, how is the school progressing, the idea of the school?
It's flying.
Is it?
Do you know what?
It's
just, I can't wait to get really roll up my sleeves and get stuck into it from next January.
Yeah, but it's because you can't at Christmas time.
And I mean, like, it's just going to be give me a new lease of life, and I'm going to be there taking all the courses. There's great feedback.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of nights and a couple of days, and we had our old friend John Masterson up there. God love him. He had to go to the hospital after cutting the finger. I'm only joking. He was fantastic.
Redo the kitchen after him, I'd say.
It was brilliant. I must say, it's been a dream of mine because I spoke to you on the phone, and thank you for the phone call. Magical is all I can say. Lovely, intimate space, and I'm thrilled with it, Marty. It's
you must send us a few schnapps.
Well, I certainly will.
We'll put it onto our
I'll make sure to have a look at it, my friend. Thank you very much.
We haven't seen it yet. You
and your crew are invited any time to have a day in my kitchen.
Sinead is only
in the cookery
chomping at the bit to get up there.
We'd love to have her up
to cook some dinner.
And that woman can cook.
But this is going to say she can. I'll only make a mess. Listen, what have you got for me today now?
So last week we done the chicken liver pate.
Yes, we did.
So now this is, when you look at this probably recipe, you say, oh my God, look at all the ingredients. It's actually quite straightforward.
And oh, merciful hour.
Yeah, it's a mixed fish platter. Now, you spoke something lovely last week. What you said is sharing and mixing and matching.
This is a great
little recipe because a lot of the elements are done ahead. And in the kitchen, we call that mise en place.
So, mise en place.
Yeah, it's to be prepared and to be organised. So it's a mixed fish platter with pickled cucumber and red onion.
Oh, that's lovely and wintry. Now, what sort of fish are we talking
about? Well, okay, very good question. We're talking three different. First of all, it's a smoked mackerel pate. And it's very good value. So we smoked mackerel, cream cheese, we have some chives, a little bit of horseradish, a little bit of lemon, and also some mustard in that. And you mix that in the blender, you can crush it with a fork, and that's your pate made up. So that can just go onto some lovely toasted brown bread. So that can be done, keep in your fridge 4 to 5 days, easy, airtight container, that's done. The next element of that is the garlic stuffed mussels. So mussels, make sure they're always fresh when they're closed. Go to your local fishmonger, and listen, we have great shellfish in this country, we're so lucky. So mussels, we have butter in that, and it's like a garlic butter. That's exactly what it is.
Right, okay.
So some butter, 2 cloves of garlic crushed, a couple of little breadcrumbs on top, and then a little bit of flat leaf parsley in that. You actually open the mussels, you put the butter on when they're raw, and then what you do is you simply just put the breadcrumbs on top and bake them off.
When they're raw?
Yeah, yeah. So what you do is open them out, just let them come to room temperature. They'll open up, so they will themselves, they always do, or put them into the oven for maybe 2 minutes and they'll open up. Take off the top shell, keep the meat in, of course, put your butter on top of that, roughly about 1/4 teaspoonful of butter, a few wee breadcrumbs, they're on a tray ready to go into your oven when your guests arrive.
Right, okay.
They'll cook in the oven at about 180 and they'll take about, I'd say, 5-6 minutes. Not long. They won't take long. Or else flash them onto the grill, actually. That's a really good tip.
Can you do yourself harm on that? Could you ruin them? You could overdo them, couldn't you?
Oh, very good point.
Yeah, you'd want to be careful of that, wouldn't you?
I'm very impressed. Marty, you're getting better and better every week.
No, you're right.
If you overcook shellfish, you know, it toughens up and it's rubbery. And you
it's
know,
awful.
Muscles. Yeah, it is. It's not pleasant.
So is there any way to make sure that you're...
Just make sure that you don't leave them in for 15, 20 minutes. I mean, it's 6 to 7 minutes. And, you know, like if you want to get a lovely golden brown colour under the grill for a minute, a warm grill, and you'll get a lovely toasty, crunchy top on that.
Yes.
It's really, really lovely.
Okay.
So that's the mackerel pate, your garlic mussels. Will keep, so they will.
Yeah.
And then the last one then is we have the sizzling seafood. So in this we're talking prawns, and these are the large prawns and crab claws. So you can use one or the other.
You
listen,
get them deveined, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I tried to do it once.
Did you?
It wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's not. And I made a complete mess of it. Even the prawn was complaining. You can't be doing it.
Brilliant.
No, you can't be doing it. You have to buy them. Buy them in a bag. Good luck.
I love it. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
That's the funniest.
Life's too short for deveining prawns.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's me.
You are a scream.
Do you not agree with me?
I don't. I shouldn't say that
because you probably do it.
No. And it's not pretty. You're right.
No, it's horrendous.
And it's something I don't like to talk about too often.
No,
so you do get your fishmonger to
do it.
Of course. They'll be more than happy. They're there to help you.
Exactly.
And they're the ones who have passion and knowledge. That's so funny.
That's true though.
You're a scream. Yeah. Okay.
Well.
So for this is a hot element again.
Yeah.
So what you do is overnight, if you can, you marinate them with a little bit of lemon, some chopped flat leaf parsley, and a little bit of oil. So a little bit of olive oil or rapeseed oil overnight in your fridge. Then just simply pan fry them for literally 4 to 5 minutes. All you're doing is just foam up the butter, put in some more parsley. You're making like a lemon butter sauce. Put in your fish. That'll cook really quickly. So you've your mackerel pate, and then what you're going to serve with that then is the pickled cucumber and red onion. So it's a really interesting, simple way of pickling any kind of vegetable or fruit. You have rice wine vinegar, or white wine vinegar will be fine. 4 tablespoons of that. So 2 tablespoons of caster sugar. You bring that to the boil, and when it's cool, you just peel your cucumber, remove the seeds, and pour that liquid onto it. Now you can add different flavours. You can put chilli, different herbs, whatever you want to experiment. But that's your basic. So it's sweet and sour.
Yes,
so that's
yeah.
how you pickle it. And then what you do, you put your red onion, one red onion, just slice thinly or cut into wedges, and put that in and pickle that. That'll keep for easily 2-3 weeks in your fridge.
Really?
So yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that'd
it's a lovely little gift
then
to have.
Day,
yeah. Again, the whole thing is do your pate, have your fish ready, your mussels ready to go into the fridge. You can just pick one element, whether it's the mussels, whether it's the lovely sizzling shellfish. I don't want to bombard or frighten people with this recipe because it really is relatively easy, but there's a lot of different shellfish.
There's a lot of business going on.
There's a lot of business, you're right. But the pate on its own is delicious, served in some nice toasted brown bread. And
you'd highly recommend the McNean wheaten bread, I suspect, would you?
Certainly would. There's a little bit of sweetness there.
There is, yeah. It's lovely. I love your bread. Yeah. I love it.
And you know what, Marty? It's just such a lovely... What you can do is present this and everyone can help themselves. So you can have this ready and you can go out to your guests and mix and mingle or whatever and chat to them and then go back in and concentrate on your main course.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to be able to do, isn't it? And of course, it adds to the conversation and the whole sense
of
togetherness.
Of course it does. That's what Christmas is all about.
For God's sake, isn't it?
As you know better than anyone, it's all about family.
Oh, yeah. Well, you too. So yeah. Listen, it's mixed fish platter with pickled cucumber and red onion. I love it. It's a gorgeous idea.
Getting hungry?
Yes, I am. I'm starving. Sure. Now, just to remind you, by the way, you know what to do. It's Marty in the Morning. It's RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning. And Nevin's recipes are there. And you'll find the mixed fish platter with the pickled cucumber and the red onion in there as well. I am. You see, this is the trouble every time you're in. I'm ravenous on the way home.
I know that.
I know when Alan was here that he was booking into restaurants every time you were in.
poor
fella. He was ballooning. We had to send him off to change his shape.
Great man.
Anyway, listen, thank you so much.
See you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.